before we take off here where we're going, I'm just going to tell you a little thing about one of the best things about traveling around in a band and everything and traveling all over the country and playing is that we get to go to all the best roller coasters all over the place, and it's become sort of a pastime. So Fish over there carries around this book that he's got. It's sort of a roller coaster Bible, and it describes every roller coaster in the country. And so far, we've gotten to go to about five or six of the best ones, and today we got to go on this one. But what I just want to say is I want to thank you guys all for waiting so patiently in line here. I'm sure that this is the biggest line that that this particular park has ever seen, but it's, believe me, it's worth it because you're all about to ride on the roller coaster of the mind. So no pushing. You have to be this tall to get on this roller coaster. Everybody just keep pushing it. Okay, we're gonna start loading in now. Everybody can fit onto this roller coaster. So you just kind of stand there and picture in your mind now here, we're all gonna be getting onto this long, long car. Everybody's climbing in, and you strap on your, you know, headband for your mind and your thing, and we're all sitting down, and now we're all sitting in the thing. As we sit there, we feel the thing start to click into gear. Rolling up now, we're pulling up, and you can see this is steeper than most any other roller coaster. And as we're going up, it's getting really steep. It's really steep, and you're hanging back against your chair there, going up. And you can, as you go up, you can look down around you and see right down, you're right there, and you see the stage down below you and all the other people, who, sort of the shells of your body staying there, because this is just a mind roller coaster. You got to leave your body behind. And you look down and you see the stage over here in the field and the little teeny roller coaster over there and everything. We're getting higher and higher. Sort of these red tracks going up. And everybody on this roller coaster is in the front car, so you just imagine you're in the front car. There's nothing but front cars in this roller coaster. Two on the side, we're all sitting there on this thing going up higher and higher. And it's starting to get so high, it's going into a cloud bank, and you can't see anything anymore. You go into a cloud bank, and now you're just kind of surrounded by white, and they're still going up, and still going up. And now we kind of burst out of the cloud, and we look down, and we're so high now that we can't even see the earth below us anymore, and it's really starting to get kind of queasy looking down. It's just clouds, and the air is starting to get thin, and we're so high we can't even breathe anymore. And finally, we start to go up, starting to crest over that first hill, and as we crest over and look down, something starts to feel strange. We realize that as we've been riding up, the car itself has started to disappear, and our feet are actually latched to the two bars, and we've just got kind of wheels on our two feet, and we're standing up now, going up the top, starting to crest over the top of the hill, starting to crest over the top, and then going down. So fast that we just pushed through this barrier, couldn't take it. And we look around us and we just see black now. Black everywhere. All the other people have disappeared. We're okay. And as we float through space, we see in the distance a tiny green speck. And the green speck is coming around in front of our eyes. And the green speck starts to come closer. Speck gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until our whole field of vision is covered with nothing but like a sea of green. And we see the sea of green and we realize that it's grass from a field. And we realize that there's a forest over in the distance, a mountain coming out. And we realize that we've ridden the roller coaster to Game Henge. There's no coming back. You don't have to wait in line at Game Henge. You can just just get on anytime. And we're there. We look over and we see on the mountain Colonel Foreman climbing up the mountain. This little man climbing up the mountain. And he's climbing up the mountain and the rocks are tumbling down below and crumbling. As we look at him, we realize he's trying to find the great but knowledgeable Iculus, who I was singing about in the last song. And he's trying to get the great knowledgeable Iculus to call on the famous mockingbird who's going to fly out of the sky, talk to Iculus, and then he's going to fly to the castle of the evil King Wilson. And got the book. He's going to bring the book back to all the people of Gamehenge, and they're going to live in peace and harmony with nature, all because we've got on the roller coaster of the mind. So here he comes now, the famous mockingbird, flying through the air, going to the castle, getting the book, bringing it back to the people.